Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Scott. Good to be here.
What you got going on?
Well, weather's warming up. You know, people are going to start thinking about irrigating their yards, and so we want to ask people to be smart about how they do that, not waste water, don't let it run down the curb. And we also, all through the month of April, have the Mayor's Challenge going.
What's that mean?
Well, it's just kind of a friendly competition to see how many people we can get to sign up for My Water Pledge. It's a website where you go to and you do a pledge to conserve water. And so we're hoping we can get a lot of participation, and it's really just to raise awareness about water conservation, get people to think about what they're doing with their water and use it wisely.
Sure, yeah. Well, that's, I always told my kids, quit running the water when you're brushing your teeth. There's no reason to do that. And just some common sense things that I guess we do need to be doing. I'm asking everybody, I think, from the city of College Station who's coming in these days. Now, how long have you been with the city?
About 12 years.
Okay. 5 years ago, would you ever dreamed you would be thinking about what when it comes to water here in College Station? Just how things have grown so fast. What is it that you never would have thought 5 years ago you would have to be thinking about?
Well, you know, in the water business, we plan way out in the future.
Oh, sure.
So you know, we kind of saw all this coming. Mm-hmm. You know, but 5 years ago, the growth rate had really slowed down.
Okay.
You know, we were kind of in a slump, and so our projections for water demand were sort of flat. And then, boy, right around 2013, 2012, maybe, we started coming out of it, and the growth rate just took off. And so we're really having to jump on our capital projects program. And so that's why we've accelerated a lot of the capital projects we have going. And luckily, the city council saw fit to pass impact fees so that the impact fees are paid only by the new growth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that takes some of the burden for those capital expenditures off of the existing residents.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be using that income to do things, for example, like we're going to build the third water tower just south of the Scott and White Hospital. As the population grows, we have to have additional elevated storage. And then we're also going to be expanding our wastewater treatment capacity.
Well, let's stop. We got to talk about the water tower first. Now, what's that water tower going to look like? Because, you know, Welborn Water built one that looks like an alien.
Yes.
I don't know if you see it when the lights are on, it looks like it's a giant alien thing. So what's the design of the new water tower going to look like?
Well, what we'll probably do is we'll probably put out a solicitation that lets the offerers say what style of water tower they would do.
Okay.
And then we'll go with what is going to be the least long-term cost. But I would say most likely it'll probably match the other two, you know, the concrete, you know, fairly wide base,
right,
with a steel tank on the top.
Has that got a name? Has that design got a name?
It probably does.
Okay. A little water tower esoterica, you know, you never know. We're hearing more about water rights. That's the thing that concerns a lot of people. The most vocal, I guess, I hear now is in Burleson County, where they feel very challenged by big cities coming in and taking water. Well, to some people, College Station may be a, quote, big city. But tell us how College Station is preparing for the future to make sure that you're able to maintain a supply of water.
Yeah, sure. The first thing you have to understand is that Texas is unique. In Texas, groundwater, which means water that's underground, you have to get it out by a well, is private property, okay? So surface water, like lakes and streams, is owned by the state and managed by the state. But groundwater is different. So when you pull water up out of the ground, you own it. And some recent Texas Supreme Court decisions have shown that there's a direct correlation between the land you own and the water beneath it that you also own. It gets a little wonky because of recharge, and water moves easier than, say, oil does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But so with all that in place, what's happening is people are saying, well, I own the water under my property, and I don't want, say, you know, in the case of Burleson County, I don't want San Antonio coming and taking my water away.
Mm-hmm.
But this has all been anticipated, and the rules in that case, that's the Post Oak Savannah Groundwater Conservation District, their rules anticipate that, and they limit how much water you can take per year based on the size of your property. And the way they have it set up is, in the future, if the water levels start to decline, then they reduce the amount of water you can take, you know, based on that property. And so it preserves everybody's rights to get to the water that's under their property. And so I understand it gets to be a very emotional thing, and, you know, people are excited about San Antonio coming in and stealing the water. We're also watching that project because we share that same aquifer. You know, that aquifer goes from Texarkana down to Laredo and across the state of Texas, and there's faults and things, but basically we are very wary of how that project, the San Antonio, it's called Vista Ridge, is going to impact our well field. So we are keeping an eye on that. We have computer models that predict how the aquifer is going to behave based on that pumping. We've run those models. We've seen that the impact is not too severe. You know, we really do have just an incredible water supply, and it'll continue to be a good water supply. We hope in perpetuity. That's our goal, is to make sure that it lasts forever.
Yeah, this is Dave Coleman from the Director of Water Services in College Station. And yeah, I get a little wonky on water. I think it's very, very important. It really is. Like you say, it's an emotional issue because if a guy's a farmer or a rancher, he needs that for his business, but people want it for their homes as well. I think it was Wichita Falls last year that started using water from their other system for consumption because things got so tough up there. In other words, out of their sewer system, they were redoing that. Is that anything that College Station is looking at being able to do in the future?
Absolutely. We have studies underway right now to look at alternative water supplies. And what they did in Wichita Falls is called direct potable reuse, because they take their wastewater, they treat it, then they treat it again to a very, very high standard and put it right back directly into their drinking water system. So that's called direct reuse because it goes directly back in. But they are in the process right now. They have a project going because it rained. You know,
right.
In 2015, the dams overflowed and their reservoirs are back up full. So because of the requirements from the TCEQ, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, they had to shift their system back to indirect potable reuse. So what they're going to do is they're going to take that wastewater, that treated effluent, and put it in the lake that's their water supply, and then they'll withdraw it from the lake.
Okay.
So that way that water will get some added treatment from the UV from the sun and the natural filtration that happens in the lake. So they're in the process of converting that system right now.
Safe to say this is something that College Station may do in the future?
Absolutely. We're also looking at desalinization because that holds great promise. The problem is once you get the salt out, what do you do with that briny water?
Right.
And there's a lot of technology coming out, changes that are happening with that. We're also looking at aquifer storage and recovery. We did a feasibility study that showed that, yes, it's kind of expensive, but it's definitely a feasible option to capture some excess flows or take our wastewater effluent and instead of just letting it run down the creek to the Gulf, store it underwater so that we can use it when demands get high in the
summer. Store it underground?
Underwater,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Underground.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
I got you. All right. Good. Anything else we need to cover this morning?
Well, you know, speaking of wastewater, I want to remind people that please don't flush your baby wipes.
Okay.
You know, I know that on the little container it says flushable, and yes, they will go down, but they don't degrade. They get caught on our bar screens. Please take those baby wipes and throw them in the trash.
Yep. Probably got a trash can right next to the toilet, so it's just as easy.
Just stick it in the diaper and wrap
it
up.
Yeah, there you go.
You know,
all right.
And that'll be good, but that's it.
Okay,
thank you.
You got a website that has a lot of information as far as irrigation guidelines too, right?
Yes, cstx.gov. If you go to the water section of the city's website, we've got lots of tips on water conservation, how to tell if your sprinkler system is working right. We also have the Brazos Valley Water Smart Program, where we can give you advice on when your lawn needs to be watered and when it doesn't. And Jennifer Nations can also come and do a checkup on your system to make sure that it's working efficiently.
Okay.
So just give us a call, go to the website, and we'll set you up.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
It's Dave Coleman, All About Water.